today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
And let me just tell you that I'm old.
Hey everybody, Patrick Foster here. Happy Friday to you. Are you looking forward to the weekend? It's not that far away because it's Friday. Happy Friday. You are listening to the Rockin' the Suburbs podcast. As I said, my name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of my co-host, co-founder, and good friend Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to today's episode. I'm just going to clean up a little bit of business, a couple of calls that we got in. If you remember going back to Tuesday to start this week when Harris King's new music message for May was the feature of the episode, along with one from Adam Koop, I had inadvertently overlooked some material that was on the Suburban Party Line. 612-440-1984. I'm learning it. And I went in there and found a couple things that I really wanted to get to you guys before the week ended. So today we're going to hear from Kevin Bartlett. He's going to give us a concert report from three nights of Phish at Noblesville, Indiana. And he didn't stop there, folks. After three nights of Phish, he went to a concert the very next night in Chicago, seeing Superchunk with another member of our community, Justin Steiner. So we're going to hear all about that. So get ready for that. And then we're going to hear a really interesting call from our good friend Jimmy Linetti, D&J Glove Repair up there in Minneapolis. So why don't we go over to the tape machine, hit play, and get this little episode started.
Hey, Jim and Patrick. It's Kevin Bartlett. Taking some time off of my DJ duties on a Saturday. And kicking off summer at Phish in Noblesville, Indiana. Last night's set was great. I'm telling you, theme from the bottom into Boogie on Reggae. Just absolutely incredible. Boogie on Reggae, obviously, if you listen to my show, you know that's my favorite. So looking forward to night number two so far. It's hot.
It's hot.
It's damn hot.
Apricot.
So, gotta try to pace myself. So I'm gonna try to pace myself. That's what I told myself. Anyway, I'll call back tomorrow with an update of night number two. And then maybe on the way home, from night number three, give another update because I'm sure all of the listeners are interested in Phish, right?
Should be.
Take care, everybody. Talk to you later. Bye. Hey, Jim and Patrick, Kevin Bartlett. Day three of Phish, baking in the hot sun, tailgating before we go into the show. Last night's show, just a little bit of a recap, was pretty damn good. Nice Julius into a split open and melt. I know you guys are big fans of that one. And then they played Bug, which, you know, I kind of like the mellow Phish song. So I was hoping for a driver or a Brian and Robert, but, you know, Bug, that'll do. Closing out the second set with Good Times, Bad Times, just a great cover. And then they did a very slow Maze to conclude the show. So it was a really good time. And I almost called last night in my post-concert state. I'll do that tonight after the show and give you my immediate recap. All right. And then I'm going to see Justin Steiner tomorrow because we're going to see Superchunk at the Metro in Chicago. So, all right, keep it going.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, Kevin Bartlett, reporting to you live from this. So they started off the show with Wild Mike Park, and we second set we're playing right now. Okay, I just want you to know, I called the 28th minute of Van, okay? You can hear it in the background. I'm sure you're loving it. All 28 minutes. All right, man. I'll come back. See ya.
Jim and Patrick, I have just concluded three nights of Phish at Deer Creek, Indiana. This is Kevin Bartlett. And let me just tell you that I'm old and doing three shows in a row is kind of, you know, tough. But, hey,
I got another show tomorrow night at the Metro in Chicago with Justin Steiner. So, anyway, Fish was great. Third night, they started off with, you can hear the fireworks. Wow.
Super business on their show.
Oh, bright light, bright light.
Woo-hoo.
They did Why My Guitar, hey, come on, guys. Why My Guitar Gently Weeps, and then, what else did they do? Oh,
they, My Limb for a sec.
Oh, they did, My Limb. And then, oh, shit. Sorry. They started off with Sand, and that was just, you know, great. It was like, you know, over 30 minutes long. And then I went up to, like, after the show, we had to get burritos for it, because that's what you do. And I was looking for a veal vegan burrito, but nobody would sell it to me. So, anyway.
We're still looking.
Great time. Sorry you guys couldn't be here, because I know Jim and Patrick, I know you'd love to be here if you could. All right. Out of Noblesville, Indiana, Kevin Bartlett reporting for Suburbs Radio. Sir, Rotten Suburbs Podcast. I get it all confused. Bye. Kevin Bartlett, night four, fourth concert in a row, super drunk, but I'm here with a special guest, Justin Steiner! We had a great time at Super Drunk.
Yeah. Awesome, man, it was awesome.
And now I need to get some rest, but my flight leaves at 5:30 in the morning, so I'm not sure when that's going to happen. As somebody once said, you sleep when you're dead.
That's right, absolutely, and we're not dead after seeing that show. They killed it.
See you guys, take care.
Okay, there's Kevin. Sounds like he did it right. And he was still zooming by the end of night four, which is pretty impressive to me, man. I don't think I can make it through one of those shows these days. So it sounds like they had a lot of fun, and glad to hear Superchunk was excellent as well. Man, that man's got some stamina. I know he said he's old, but I don't believe it. I don't believe it at all. And next, we're going to hear from Jimmy Linetti, as I said in the intro. This is a really interesting thing that he brought up, and I hope I get this right, Jimmy. I listened to what you're saying, and I hope I find the right section of this replacement song. I can't really hear it, but I'm trying, and this is a really interesting topic. So let's let Jimmy go here, and he will let you know what's on his mind.
Hey, Jim and Patrick. Jimmy Linetti calling from the glove shop up here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, area code 612. I always think it's great that the Suburban Party Line has the same area code as Minneapolis. So shout out to all the Party Line people. I think we're dwindling. Everybody's moving on to that new tech. Anyways, I got a topic I've been meaning to bring up, and I just thought of it again because I was re-listening to the Replacements' Tim album, and I was actually, this is kind of a side note, I was listening to it in a slightly different way. I heard Bob Mayer mention that he thought Tim could have been like their best album if they would have replaced Dose of Thunder and Lay It Down Clown with the Tim version of Can't Hardly Wait. And also Nowhere Is My Home, which was recorded around that same time. anyways, I made a playlist making those substitutions. And I was listening to it, but in the song I'll Buy, the second track, there's always been an instrument I heard that I never knew what it was. It happens during the bridge. And, you know, I'm sure it's a familiar sound to some folks, but I had to look it up or figure it out, and it's a vibra slap, which I never knew was an instrument, and it doesn't look anything like I thought it would look like, but it happens during the bridge to I'll Buy, and I just thought a great topic would be songs that utilize the vibra slap, because it's a cool instrument, and like I said, there's some sort of history about it being based on a jawbone of an animal and the teeth rattling around. I'm not sure. But anyways, it was super cool. Make a playlist, songs that have a vibra slap. Also, like I said, I'm calling from the glove shop. Appreciate all the followers out there that I've connected with through Rockin' the Suburbs. Check out my new feature, hashtag glove shop cassettes. It's been kind of a fun thing for me lately. So besides all the good photos of repaired gloves, I'm trying to feature some of my old cassettes. So hashtag glove shop cassettes. But thanks, guys. Been meaning to call in for a while. Good to chat with you again. Jimmy Linetti signing off.
There it is. Isn't that cool? The vibra slap. We have an assignment, everyone. We have an assignment. Vibra slap. All right. I want everyone to get out there and find vibra slap songs as much as you possibly can. And we're going to put together a bitchin' playlist of vibra slap tunes. Go along with our French horn playlist and our instrumental playlist. Very cool. Thank you, Jimmy. Great to hear from you as well. And nice to hear the shout out to the Suburban Party people. Folks, I want to tell you that it is June 24th as you hear this episode, which means you've roughly got about 8 days left to get in your June new music picks. I want to remind you, too, there's a poll up at suburbspod.com/new music, all one word, and you can vote on which format. Let us know which format of the new music experiments we've been doing you like, or you want us to go back to the old school style, you like the new stuff, let us know. Go over there, suburbspod.com/new music, get your vote in. You can record a voice file on your own, on your phone, or wherever, and attach it to an email, send it to rock@suburbspod.com, put June new music in the subject line if you want. And of course, you can call us on the Suburban Party line, 612-440-1984. And, of course, we need to hear your voice for the new music picks, and we love what our community picks out for us, and I think it's been a pretty good month so far. Can't wait to hear what you guys have surfaced. All right, thanks, everybody, for listening. I am Patrick Foster. Next week, we're going to have a whole new lineup of good stuff for you, and I want to wish you a good weekend, and we will talk to you guys on Monday.
hashtag Glove Shop Cassettes.